Welcome back to KSCJ Radio, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vikulskas, and this is Having Read That, conversations with authors about their books.
I'm joined by Sarah Bladel. She is the author of the brand new book, A Harmless Lie. She is a writer. She is an international best-selling writer, and she comes to us from Denmark. And Sarah, I love this book particularly because there's so many series that people can choose from out there, but this is a great jumping off point for people that are not familiar with your series that you started here about Detective Louise Rick. And so can you kind of explain why you chose to use this particular book as a jumping off point for people that may not be familiar with the series?
First of all, thank you so much for hosting me here, Brian. And yes, Louise Rick is a long series, and now I'm actually writing on book number 12. But The Harmless Lie is book number 10 in the series. And after book number 9, I was actually putting the whole series aside because I was writing on a trilogy going on in the U.S. about Ilse, Undertaker's daughter. And at that point, I wasn't totally sure that I would be writing more Louise Rick again until one evening, when I was been writing a whole day, one evening it hit me like the most natural thing that in the next Louise Rick novel, I had to bring her back on the as a private person, not as a police detective. Not she is not investigating anything. She is not solving anything. She is in the story because something has happened to her brother and her sister-in-law, and that just makes me so curious because it was my opportunity to show her in, from a totally new angle and also bringing in new readers. I mean, I could just go on and on and on and on with the same, but for me it's interesting to put my protagonist in a new situation because I'm starting getting curious on her life again. So hopefully that's the same feeling you will have if you haven't been familiar with Louise Rick before. It's a very good start place to start.
Is there a certain degree of freedom that you experience as a writer when you have a character who's trained as a detective, but she's not working as a detective because she's not constrained by the different laws that pertain to how a detective must investigate a case? Does that give you some freedom as it certainly would the detective?
Absolutely, yes. But at the same time, it will put me as a writer in a situation that is not everything that is possible for her to do when she's in the story like a private person. And of course that can, I can be a little bit difficult for myself because she did not just walk into the police station and put her nose into everything. But at the same time, she is involved in the matter because she her brother is a suspect. His wife is disappearing, and very, very soon the police start looking at him as a suspect. And of course, it's about Louise Rick, not like a private detective at all, but she's fighting for his life, and she's fighting for finding out what happened. But she cannot just be on the police's team again. And it was interesting, and it was also a little bit more difficult for me.
Something that we see in crime fiction and we also see in real life is during police investigations, police will get myopic and get too laser beam focus on one end and then try to get the evidence to match what who they think the doer is. Does the same happen in reverse where Louise Rick wants to believe her brother is innocent, and so everything she does works to that end versus working the case from the beginning and just letting the evidence go where it goes?
Yes, but the fact is also at some point she has to be honest to herself and look at her brother and be aware that there is an opportunity that he is guilty. And that is interesting too, I think. It's interesting because they are human, they are family, she loves him, but she do not know for sure that he is not behind. You know what I mean? I'm looking at people that you are very close related to and know with her experience, she's been working on homicide departments for a long time, knowing that a lot of people that you wouldn't expect could do such a serious crime actually is doing it. So there is also that psychological thing that she had to deal with if you do it. And way into this case is she had a lot of things to lose. So I think it's a very strong story because she is involved in another way that normally that she normally is. Does it make sense?
I get what you're saying, and you know, I love when I read a character like Louise Rick. You know her so well, and I think a lot about the Michael Connelly books and his Bosch character. He knows that character so well, and I think both of you, in reading your books over the years, have you knew this character internally as if it was a real person before you even put pen to paper or put your fingers to the keyboard. Is that how it was when Louise Rick came into the mind? You knew so much more about her than you were even able to put into words?
Absolutely, totally. And that is one of the things that I like most when I create a new book, as I always spend a lot of time creating the story around the people who are in the book. Of course, I feel that I know Louise Rick very, very well, and still she surprises me. Still, there is a lot about her that confuses me, and sometimes I think that she's very strong and clever, and other times I have the feeling that I need to kick her in the ass and say, come on, you can do it, for example, the beginning of A Harmless Lie. But knowing a lot about the character, for me, is very much, it's a thing that I use very much because it helps me to see how they will react in these situations that I put her in. I think that sometimes it can be when you know a character, for example, your protagonist, you should be very aware that you're not putting everything on paper because it's much more interesting to see how they react in situation. And I can do that if you wake me up in the middle of the night and tell me a situation, I will know how Bruce would handle it. And she is not a superwoman. She does not have any special skills that makes her stronger than I am or my friends are or you or whatever. I mean, she is a very, very normal person, and knowing her reaction is because I feel that I know her very well. And in my book, The Forgotten Girls, it's very much about her background story, where she grew up in Belfast as a teenager. And I knew that I had to put the background story into a book later in the series, not from the beginning, because you have to know her before you start looking into her. I mean, you have to, as a reader, know her skills, know about her work, and know about the life that she's living. And after that, when you know her, you can start looking into her own background and where she's coming from and what she's bringing with her in her own private suitcase. And I think that's the same that I do here when I bring her into the story as a private person. I know how she will react in situations. But still, of course, she can surprise me.
I'm chatting with Sarah Bladel about her brand new novel, A Harmless Lie. The book is available everywhere, and this is a fantastic series. Sarah, you're writing in Denmark, and you know in reading about you, you've sold millions of books in Denmark, and from just a simple percentage of it, the population of Denmark, less than 6 million, you've sold 3 million plus books there. I'm trying to put that into perspective for American readers because I don't think that there are authors in the United States who've sold books equivalent to more than half the population of the United States. And so what is the reading culture like in Denmark that you're selling so many books for a population that's so much less, so much smaller than what Americans are used to?
I think first of all, it's because I have so many very loyal readers. They are very committed to Louise Rick, and they're very curious to what's going on with her in her private life and in her working life. And then also remember, Denmark is very dark and boring in the winter time, so we have to read a lot. No, that was not true. But we read a lot of books, and the crime fiction here is very, very popular, and I'm very flattering when you put it up like that, because I'm not thinking that much about it, but of course it tells me a lot that it's a lot of people who read my book here, and I think it's because it's an ongoing story. But it's not like it's not like I'm the only crime fiction author here. There is a lot of good, great crime fiction authors, so it must be my readers who are very, very loyal.
You sell these books internationally, and so they're translated into different languages. Do you ever have to change anything just so readers in a different country will get a concept that may be foreign to them, or maybe there's not a good word to translate it into for a particular language?
Yeah, I do, because they're out in so many countries, so something will just not work. For example, in the U.S., we have changed names once in a while. I have all my books published in the U.S., and I have a very, very brilliant editor, and she will know if something is too difficult. I mean, it's not like it's too difficult, but it must not spoil the story that names are weird or places sound weird. But at the same time, my stories are set in Denmark, so also it's my opportunity to tour you around in Denmark and show you how it looks like, what our names is, what places are called. So it's a very fine line to try not to spoil the speed of reading the story with putting in too many different or unfamiliar names and places. But at the same time, it is another country, and that is also one of the strong things I feel when people are reading my books in other. When people around the world are reading my books, they like to have a glimpse of how it is to live in Denmark. So it's not just trying to tone everything down, but if something is weird or difficult, then we will change it. And I'm not afraid of changing it. For me, it is the most important that it will be a nice read. It's an easy read. Weird Danish names shouldn't stop the story, because one thing I discovered myself when I'm, for example, reading, I love Icelandic crime fiction, but the names there are so strange for me, so sometimes I forget who people are because I'm not familiar with the name. And in these cases, I can be a little aware of trying maybe to change it or change it to another name.
Well, this book was a one-day read for me. It just flowed so well. The book is A Harmless Lie. It's the latest novel from Sarah Bladel. The book's available everywhere. And if you haven't read her before, go pick up this book and then get the rest of the Louise Rick series. It's just fantastic. Sarah, just a fantastic book here, and I thank you for joining me to talk about it.
Thank you so very, very much, Brian. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
This has been Having Read That on KSCJ Radio. I'm Brian Vakulskas. Check out all of our episodes on our website, kscj.com, and subscribe to our iTunes podcasts. Thanks to music historian Molly Jolly and segment producer John Weisler. We will be back next time.